In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of Saint Hedwig, and she was the Duchess of Poland, and who was, as a child, a very devout child, and she grew up to be a very devout mother and a careful caretaker of her family and household. When she was very young, she was, according to that time's manners, placed to be educated in a monastery. But when her parents decided that it was time for her to marry, she was taken out and presented to a young man named Henry, who was a high duke in Silesia in Eastern Europe. Saint Hedwig herself would have very much wanted to stay in the monastery and become a nun herself, but because she was the obedient child of her parents, she consented to marry this young man. And the marriage of theirs was very happy, because both of them understood that in order to build a household, both father and mother need to consecrate their lives to the service of Almighty God. And Saint Hedwig, she, when setting her household, always remembered that the order and to take good care of her duties first towards God, then towards her husband, and then to her children and family, so that while submitting to God, the whole family and household stays in good order. She gave birth in her marriage 3 sons and 3 daughters, and even though her husband Henry was a very high nobility, he also, like his wife, wanted to show his humble submission to Almighty God. Henry never wore any gold or silver or purple, and he also never shaved his beard. So for the history books, he is even today remembered as Henry the Bearded. Like her husband, Saint Hedwig also wore very simple clothes and never used any kind of vain ornaments or even ornaments which were common among the nobility of that time. When in the year 1233 there was a riot in their home country Poland, because Henry was such a high honor and revered as God-fearing nobleman, Henry was elected as the new leader of Poland. Saint Hedwig didn't really care about this new race of rank too much, because she realized that the higher your responsibilities are in the state, the less time you have for your family and making good care of it. But nevertheless, she submitted to her husband as she had always submitted to God, and now she found herself as a new rank of Duchess of Poland. But like she had predicted, now when they were rulers of a big country, they had to endure many wars and strifes in politics. So Saint Hedwig had to carry many crosses during her life, and those crosses were the ones by which she learned to deplore the miseries and blindness and sinfulness of the world. But she decided that she would now even more perfectly disengage herself from the slaveries of the world. She set her household, even though it was a high court of nobility, now very penitential. For example, she always went to church barefoot, even when it was ice and snow on the ground, and this resulted that her feet were often blistered and actually left the ground stained with traces of her blood. And even though she had a nice bed in her chamber, she never wanted to use that, but always slept on bare ground, and the great part of her night was spent in prayer and in tears. Whenever she went to Mass, and that was often, she always heard Mass either kneeling or prostrating on the floor, and with such a devotion that it truly astonished all who saw her. Her husband Henry finally died a good death, and after that Saint Hedwig retired to live in the Cistercian monastery, now fulfilling her childhood dream to live with the sisters and participate to their daily lives. Dear children, Saint Hedwig is a good role model for all Catholic mothers and also for the children, that a family who gives good and proper honor to God, that is a good and prosperous family. And we should also, like her, learn and get used to ourselves in our lives to do a little bit of penance. For example, if we have been in strife, if we have been in little fights with each other, that we say some small prayers to our Mother in Heaven, Blessed Virgin Mary, which we beg pardon from our faults, and also that we remember to pray for the conversion of people who do not know God still. Yes, penance is a good way of detaching your heart from the world and bringing that closer and closer to God. We have seen in that religion that the greatest commandment there is that you love God more than anything else in the world, and you love him with all of your hearts. That's why we sing in the Mass that let us lift up our hearts towards God. And what it means is that every day we should learn to love God more and more and more. That's what Saint Hedwig did with her penitent life and with her prayers. She was so happy to do these things. She was happy to spend much and much time in the church, because that brought her always step by step closer to God. And she didn't mind walking long distances to church, because she knew that this life is preparation to meet your Heavenly Father. And the small crosses which she had to bear in her life, they were happy crosses. She had great devotion to our Lord's sufferings and remembered that those pains which our Lord went to, they were nothing compared to our problems in this world. So make good use of the time which God has blessed you children. Remember that besides play and fun, there's also assigned time for prayer, there has been assigned time for Mass, and assigned time for family devotions. When you subjugate yourself to love God, everything that you do during day becomes a prayer, and your family is like a foretaste of heaven, where we, all the saints of God, may be like one big happy family, the one who truly loves God because they see him, and the ones who truly love each other because God has blessed them so abundantly. God bless you.